News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathik Ritsen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. As the death toll rose to 9 on Monday and the number of confirmed coronavirus cases touched 471, the highest jump in a day, India is inching towards a near total lockdown. All domestic flights are also set to be grounded in view of the crisis. West Bengal and Himachal Pradesh reported a casualty each on Monday. 7 deaths were earlier reported from Gujarat, Bihar and Maharashtra, Karnataka, Delhi and Punjab. As many as 30 states and union territories have imposed a complete lockdown covering 548 districts. Of these, Maharashtra and Punjab were put under statewide curfews. The extreme measures by the central and state governments were taken in light of the continued upward trajectory of the virus amid warning of legal action against those violating the restrictions imposed during the lockdown. Punjab on Monday became the first state to impose a curfew all over it with no relaxations, only exempting essential services to prevent the infection. While Maharashtra Chief Minister Uddhav Thackeray said curfew will be imposed in the entire state from Monday midnight, as the fight against coronavirus has reached a turning point. As many people continue to venture out despite the lockdown order, Puducherry also ordered a curfew. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asked state governments to ensure that rules and regulations of the lockdowns are enforced, ruing that many people are not taking the measure seriously. Please save yourself, save your family, follow the instructions seriously. I request state governments to ensure rules and laws are followed, he said in a tweet in Hindi. Stepping up its efforts to tackle the unprecedented situation arising out of the coronavirus breakout, the Aviation Ministry announced that no domestic commercial passenger flight would be allowed to operate in the country from March 25 onward. India has already banned international flights for a week from Sunday. The authorities have also suspended all passenger train and interstate bus services till March 31. The centre has issued directions to state governments asking them to take legal action against those who are found violating the lockdown orders. States have been asked to strictly enforce the lockdown in the areas where it has been announced. Legal action will be taken against violators, wrote the Press Information Bureau, the government's communication wing, in a tweet. The country's premier medical institute in the national capital, AIIMS, decided to shut down its outpatient department, including specialty services, all new and follow-up patients registration from March 24 till further orders, as it redirects its resources to control the COVID-19 outbreak. Last week, the AIIMS had issued a circular postponing all non-essential elective procedures and surgeries and directed for only emergency life-saving surgeries with effect from March 21. The virus, which originated from China's Wuhan nearly 3 months ago, has claimed over 15,000 lives globally and infected nearly 3.5 lakh people so far. Tihar jail authorities have said that they will try to release about 3,000 prisoners in the next few days to contain the spread of the coronavirus infection as the number of positive cases rises across the country. At least 1,500 convicts will be released under parole or furlough, and 1,500 under-trial prisoners on interim bail. However, this would not include hardened criminals. We will try to release around 1,500 convicts on parole and furlough and around the same number under-trial prisoners on interim bail in the coming 3 to 4 days to ease congestion in jails in the wake of threat of coronavirus. This will not include hardened or dangerous criminals, the Director General of Tihar Jail said. According to the Health Ministry, there are 415 confirmed cases of coronavirus infections in India, with 29 of them in Delhi. At least 8 people have died so far due to the virus. Earlier on Monday, the AAP government told the Delhi High Court it has decided to decongest its prisons to check the spread of coronavirus by providing convicts with the options of special parole and furlough. The Delhi government told a bench of justices Hema Kohli and Subramaniam Prasad that it was going to amend its prison rules to provide the options of special parole and furlough. The submission was made by the Delhi government's additional standing counsel, Anuj Agarwal, who said a notification would be issued within a day to amend the prison rules to include the two new provisions. Taking note of the submission, the bench directed the Delhi government to take steps during the day to implement what it has proposed and disposed of a plea moved by two lawyers seeking decongesting of the prisons in view of the coronavirus pandemic. The bench disposed of the matter on the submission made by the government and did not examine the matter further, saying a similar issue has been taken up by the Supreme Court on its own. The construction of the Ram Temple in Ayodhya was initiated on Monday with special prayers to shift idols of the deity to a temporary structure. The idols will remain at the temporary structure till the completion of the temple. The construction was initiated amid restrictions in the wake of the coronavirus threat in Ayodhya. The special puja will continue on Tuesday and the idols will be shifted to the new structure on Wednesday morning. The special prayers were held in the presence of Sri Ram Janmabhoomi Tirth Kshetra Trust members Bimlendra Mishra and Dr. Anil Mishra. The trust was constituted by the centre in February, days before the expiry of the three-month deadline set by the Supreme Court. The secretary of the Ram Temple Trust, Chapat Rai, said, due to the coronavirus threat, seers from Ayodhya were not invited for the prayers. We will keep a watch on the situation till March 24 and decide the future course of action, he added. On UP Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath's proposed visit to Ayodhya on Wednesday, Rai said it was not final yet. The Chief Minister is responsible for the safety and security of people during the present situation. This is the first duty of a Raja, he added. On March 25, the idols will be placed on a 9.5 kg silver throne made by artisans from Rajasthan's Jaipur. Meanwhile, the Ayodhya administration ordered the closure of all temples to contain the spread of coronavirus. And the 2020 Olympic Games will be postponed by 1 year because of coronavirus, says International Olympic Committee member Dick Pound. This comes after the chairman of the British Olympic Association said Great Britain would be unlikely to send a team to Tokyo this summer. Australia and Canada have already said they will not compete in Japan. On the basis of the information the IOC has, postponement has been decided, Pound told USA Today. The parameters going forward have not been determined, but the games are not going to start on 24 July. That much I know. The International Olympic Committee has given itself 4 weeks to decide on the future of this summer's games, but veteran IOC member Pound says a decision will be announced soon. It will come in stages, he said. We will postpone this and begin to deal with all the ramifications of moving this, which are immense. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.